When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Flashing back to 1990, that's a good one.
Figured that was one that you definitely played on the old AAF program 34 years ago.
Correct, yes. Are we going to play this game, Curtis? Oh, wait, where'd Curtis go?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Where did he disappear to?
Emergency bathroom run?
Oh, no.
Oh, maybe.
Perhaps. Uh-oh. Oh, boy.
Well, when nature calls.
Well, yes, when nature calls.
Can you imagine that, like, some of the people I knew were listening to you when I was a freshman in high school?
Yes.
And that's...
Can you imagine that my parents were probably listening to Greg when I was, like, in utero?
Oh, it's interesting.
Yes. Like, what do you mean it's interesting?
Like, maybe it's my uncle was listening to AAF.
Because it just merely means that I am...
Were you playing, Motley Crue and that kind of stuff? Yes. So my uncle was definitely listening to that.
The show was originally called The Most Music in the Morning with Greg Hill.
Wow.
Okay, good flex.
We tried to get a good 7 or 8 tunes in when we
started. I think that still stands true.
Greg
the most music in the morning on a sports radio station.
Greg also gave me, like, an old radio... song from back in the day that was 30 minutes long, and they played it, what, once a year? You guys would play it once a year?
This is when we were talking about The Wizard of Oz, your favorite film, which the only way to see it was to wait up on Thanksgiving evening because there was no such thing as, streaming.
Mm-hmm.
There was a song that was called Alice's Restaurant, which was a 30-minute banger, Curtis. They used to play every Thanksgiving on the radio.
I'm sorry, you're receiving a gift from a very good friend of yours, so I'm trying to coordinate that.
A gift?
Yes.
I said no gifts, please.
I think you'll like this one. Right. If you remember, he gave you a bottle of Barefoot wine.
Oh, gosh, what could it be?
Anyways, Jackson, please, if you didn't hear me, head up and meet the gentleman. Thank you.
So, Curtis, this game is, you have chosen this game as to be what? How does this work?
So, 34 years ago today, Greg began his radio career at WAAF in the mornings, ruining the life of Ruby Cheeks. And he has since won many awards. Yes. He went and talked sports and has found success. But now he finds himself with two colleagues who are very young and don't understand the way the world worked at one point.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask Courtney and Scheim if Greg could use this during his first radio broadcast at WAAF in the morning 34 years ago
34
today.
34 years ago today.
Okay.
Okay. All right. And Courtney and Scheim will give you their guess, as will the audience.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Could Greg use a cell phone?
1990.
No, they weren't they car phones back then? Like, they were in your console?
Any form of phone device outside of your home.
I don't know. He probably didn't have access to one, but I think they were available at the time, correct?
Let's lock it in. Courtney, what's your guess?
No, my guess is no. He couldn't use it, but there was probably some type of landline.
Yes.
Right. There was the phone.
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Bell, thank you for that. No, in 1990, less than 1% of Americans used a cellular phone.
Wow.
Yeah. So they were available.
Yeah, they were available.
Yeah, but like it was $30,000 or something.
But
like,
so I'm less, right.
Yeah, less than what? Yes, you would be technically right.
No, yes. Scheim, you're right. It was.
But basically, there was no you. If you wanted to call somebody, you wanted to figure out how to do something for the show or whatever. It was the landline. That was it.
Or the payphone.
But then how did people call the show?
Payphone.
If they wanted to call the show.
The house
phone. What's going on here?
Oh, a lovely gift.
Lovely gift.
Oh, a gift for
Ernie. Oh my God.
What is going on here? It's not even it's like the 58th birthday. It's not even the 60th birthday.
Oh my God. Very nice. Is that a Lamborghini?
Oh, no, my.
It's a very nice basket of wine and
I'll
like
go
that.
Through that okay. for you and okay. tell you what yes. you've got.
Yes. I bet you will.
Thank you, Stan.
There you go.
Oh,
right.
thank you. Right. Jeez, nice.
Thank you.
Shime, you were spot on, though.
Thank you, Wiggy.
All right.
Wait, can I just ask one more thing? Because I understand that there were landlines, but I'm saying if somebody's in their car and Greg says, call the Greg Hill show, mm-hmm. the Hillman show, whatever, how were they able to?
They were not.
Okay.
You'd have to pull over and use a payphone.
So no one.
They had to pull over and use a payphone. In order to call. In order to call and be on a radio show, you had to do it from home right. or from the office.
So that's you probably correct. Had much less traffic when it comes yes, to golf.
Because yes, yes. the only people that
it was a little difficult.
The only people that had cell phones were drug dealers and gangsters. Okay. And yes, back yes, in that yes, day,
you had a beeper though back then.
Yeah, everybody had yes. a beeper.
Is this hotel beeper friendly?
Call me, beat me if you want to reach yes. me.
Mm. All right, this game is off to a great start.
Yeah.
Could you at any point send a text message with a phone of any kind
okay.
in 1990?
No.
No.
No?
Both correct. The first text okay. message, 1992.
Wow.
Really?
Interesting.
I thought it was later than that, too.
So, for those wondering, there was no such thing as the Subaru of New England text line.
No.
You could not, your listeners could not send you a text message during your show. For a considerable amount of years when I did it at WAA.
Wow, you must have felt like the man back then. Because whatever you did, you didn't get
right,
criticized.
Nobody said anything. Yeah, that's right.
They just thought it.
Technically, yeah. Curtis might be right, but you actually could send a text message. You had to do it through your beeper in the form of numbers yeah. where you could then turn the beeper upside down.
Yes, that's
and
how you
read
got
it.
Your drugs.
Oh, like with the calculator.
Yeah. Like boobs?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, like you could do yeah. it. There was way, that. You know, that's how people sent text messages back. They yes. were number based. Like yes. 143 was like I love boobs.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. how somebody asked for nudes back in the day.
So you could technically send the text.
I was
0085.
Okay, Shy, we get it. You like boobs. Has there ever been a form of communication that so quickly replaced another? In other words, mm-hmm. the text has reshaped how we all communicate.
Oh, my God. And it's changed the sociologically changed the way people interact with other human beings.
Yeah.
Like, it's like completely changed. Like, you used to have to put effort into getting somebody on the phone and communicating with them and finding out. Now it takes you 5 seconds and you're done and you don't have to have a real meaningful right. interaction with another human being.
Well, even when I was growing up, like I used to have to talk to people's parents to ask, you know, is Chris home?
Right.
Like my crush, Chris.
Right.
And the worst part about the original text message in the beginning is it took forever to do because you had to go through like each number to
oh,
get the actual
right.
letter.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
so
yeah.
it took forever to do. So you were just, my best friend is the only person who still to this day, and he started back in the 90s, won't answer a phone but will text you all day, every day.
Like, Chris, I don't even know if we did it in college when I was at BC. I feel like we didn't.
Text message?
Game.
Yeah.
Pretty good game, Chris.
I like
Continue.
It.
I like it.
Okay, one more, or a couple more, actually. We have all day here.
Yeah.
When you were on the highway, did you have any opportunity to pay with an electronic device on your dash?
Ooh, like the Fast Pass.
Correct.
So when I was driving to work.
In 1990.
1990. Could I use the Fast Pass?
No, you couldn't.
No?
I bet there was a form. I bet there was like a prepaid sticker you had on.
Okay.
Shime for the win.
Yeah.
The Easy Pass was not introduced until 1998.
Yeah. Classic toll workers.
Yeah, toll yes. workers.
Had to have change yeah. on you at all
Actual
time,
human yeah. being. You had to have the actual change. Yeah. There was one that was not staffed by a human being.
Oh, those were
and
the best.
And you would drive by and throw the exact change yes. in, and then it would let you, the gate would go up and let you yeah. go through. But other than that, you had to get right. to an actual human being.
Right.
If you didn't have the money, which happened to me frequently, they would give you a little form, and you would fill it out and promise to pay later.
Ooh, an IOU.
Yeah.
Yes.
That happened to me once in New York. Yes. I also have heard that toll workers, like the highest rate of suicide in
really?
The country.
Really?
I did not know that.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Or you knew somebody.
It's a lonely job.
Greg?
it's a very lonely
job. Or you knew somebody and they would let you go in for free.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't know
or
that.
You knew, and you
that
knew
was
like,
criminal. You knew criminal.
You knew like, well, yeah, remember, going for, we had them in East Boston.
Yeah.
So if you knew where your buddy worked, yeah, you'd go to that toll and you save yourself 50 cents.
Right. You steal
50
from
cent.
The state, yes.
Well, I mean, right. The state's got enough money.
Okay, so you couldn't text in 1990, but could you send an electronic message from a computer?
Oh, ooh.
Like a fax?
Email. I mean, email.
Oh. Yeah.
Yes.
In 1990?
No, I take it back, no.
Ooh.
Oh.
I will say yes.
Ooh.
Courtney for the win. Good rebound.
Right?
Hotmail did not introduce free internet until 1996.
Oh, so, like, what about work? Like, how would you communicate for work?
You want to know how? If you were gonna send a group email, you would type it out on the typewriter, and then you would go and print 20 copies of it. And leave it in everybody's work mailbox. Wow. That's how you sent an email to everybody.
Really?
Every there single was, time you wanted to do it.
But there were computers in 1990. There just was no free internet?
No, and no email, yeah.
It used to be that dial-up sound,
right?
The
email was sent
It
was, what's that?
I think it wasn't before even like the dial-up internet. Didn't you have to like load the internet with like a CD?
Yes.
And they were like free trials?
Yes.
Those were floppy disks.
Yes, floppy disks. Yes.
So there was no email in 90.
Make sure you keep the S in the K.
Wait, the typewriter thing has me a bit thrown. Mm-hmm. So did you have a copy machine?
Yes.
Okay, so you could copy. You didn't have to retype it a million times.
No, you would just type it, copy it, and put it in everybody's mailbox.
So when you got to work in 1990, Greg, I'm sure you could find yourself in front of some device where you could go and read news stories around the world.
Mm.
Could you do that, Chime or Courtney?
No. That's
nailed
why they
it.
Had the newspaper.
No. Boston.com landed in 1995, and it died when they wrote 6 stories about me and none about anybody else. The losing sack of crap of
that
those
is correct.
People.
Correct. In order to do a radio show, you had to buy physically every single newspaper and then flip through them and cut out the stories that you wanted to talk about on that.
Was that like my job? Like, if I was working in 1990, I would have to like pick up the newspapers on the way in and hand them out to everybody?
Yes, and hand them out to everybody, and then everybody would cut their stories out and bring their stories out.
And if you were lucky enough to be like me, in 2013, you worked with people who still operated that way, and you had to buy the newspapers and highlight and everything.
Well, we were still
good,
doing
Curtis.
That. We were still doing that right before you got here. They were just printing them off on pieces of paper and saying, all right, this is from the newspaper. Like, really?
Right. The biggest shock to Greg, no Resi in 1990.
And so you had like a tape room as well, like a records room where you would...
Yes, where all the records... No, all the records were in the studio.
Okay, and you would actually physically take them out to play them on the radio.
Yes, you physically take them out, put them on the turntable, start them up, and then you'd write... There was a little index card on the album, and you'd write when you played the song so that everybody else would wait for another couple of days.
So it was a vinyl day.
So that everybody wasn't playing the
song. So you were using vinyl then? Okay.
Yes.
And so how did artists make money off of you playing the music on the radio?
Every year they still do it the same way. They still like figure out. They do like one day where they monitor everything. Every radio station keeps track of what they played, and then they extrapolate it and figure out how.
No, it was back then. It was because it was free advertising to buy the record, to buy the CD.
Yeah, but you still had to pay ASCAP fees. Like,
oh, the radio stations did?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
They still did.
So thank you, Greg. God bless you. Here's the 34 more years.
Oh, Curtis, a little trip down memory lane.
It's a good one.
Thank you so much for reminding me how old I am. We will be right back.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.